This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
We keep hearing that inflation is down, but it doesn't seem like it when we go to the grocery store or take our family out to eat. You get the bill and wonder if our mental math is correct. The bill can't be that much. No, you're not imagining food inflation. Two writers for the Wall Street Journal ran the numbers and concluded that Americans are spending a higher percentage on food than any time in the last three decades. Here's how they described it. They said the last time Americans spent this much money on food, George Herbert Walker Bush was in office, Terminator 2 Judgment Day was in the theaters, and CC Music Factory was rocking the Billboard charts. They concluded that eating continues to cost more, even as overall inflation has eased. They found that prices at restaurants and other eateries were up 5% last month compared with January 2023, and as you might imagine, grocery costs also increased. What does the future hold? Writers don't have good news. They believe that relief will arrive anytime soon. Restaurant and food company executives said they're still grappling with rising labor costs and other ingredients such as cocoa that are only getting more expensive. Consumers, they say, will have to find ways to cope. Food producers have found one way to keep prices from rising: shrinkflation. You might remember the message from President Biden during the Super Bowl. He was sitting in the White House theater surrounded by Doritos, Oreos, Gatorade, and ice cream. As he complained about shrinkflation, many got on social media to suggest he talk to the person in charge of the economy that caused the problem. I would suggest that dumping trillions of dollars in new spending might have something to do with inflation and the problem of shrinkflation. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.